It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Mattis Rider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2103, recorded Thursday, July 30th, 2026. It measures up. This episode of the Gizwiz, Dickie D has three gadgets from the 20th annual holiday gift guide. I have the last of my keychain gadgets, and we get a video from Mo, all next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing gluey LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the gadget engineer, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. Nothing fresh or new over here, really.
Here we had lots of warehouse activity.
Oh.
They called last Friday morning and said, we are going to move your locker tomorrow. So if you can come and unlock the door, otherwise we have to cut the lock.
Yeah.
We don't take people's combinations and open them.
We'll come in with the bolt cutters.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So we went and opened it for him and pointed. I said, everything in here is going to another locker that we had picked out. Well, they had picked out. I said to the guy, should we just come back? He said, come back like in 3 hours.
So nice.
We go back and the guy says, well, guess what? Your stuff is now in two different lockers.
Oh. It wouldn't fit.
What are you talking about?
What?
It turns out that I have storage units that are almost 10 feet high.
Oh.
And they don't fit in the elevator.
Oh.
And what happened is, they are taking out the freight elevator and putting in two passenger elevators.
The elevator that got your shelves in doesn't exist anymore in the building.
Right. So the moving company that is hired by Storage Post, he said, why in the world did they shut the elevator down before we moved everybody?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I said to Dennis, how is this ever going to work? And then I said, you know what? I have a thought. We'll make one. Fortunately, the units are side by side. I said, we'll make one room mad only, which is like a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other unit, everything that's not mad. So we spent the week sorting what goes where.
Shuffling from one unit to the other.
To the other, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Another twist in the story.
Yes. Yes.
Them taking out the elevator that brought in the shelves is...
Yes.
Your shelves outlasted the freight elevator, which is...
Exactly, exactly. Although, in reality, I thought, you know what? They really could have taken the shelves apart and carried them up the stairs. I mean, it would have been a Herculean thing to take everything off the shelves. And anyway, but I think it's going to be fine.
Okay. So were you supposed to move up a level and then they didn't move you up a level? So that's why you got two?
Yes, I was supposed to move from the fourth to the eighth floor, and there was new lighting on the eighth floor. But that's not going to happen.
So now you're still on the fourth, just in a different
area. Still on the fourth floor. But the manager there, she's very sweet. And she said, listen, everybody's moving all over the place. If a big locker opens up, I will just have the movers come back
and move all
of your stuff into one locker again. I said, well, all right. I said, that's fine. Then we'll just stay with the two lockers and see how that works out.
Yeah.
So the thing is, down the line, it'll be a totally automated warehouse. And then you'll be able to go in anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it's just open. It's open 7 days a week.
But during their hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. During the week, 5 p.m. it closes. And the weekends, it closes at 6 p.m.
Right, right.
I've
had one storage unit that was like that, and it was maddening to like feel like I got to get out of the house right now because they're going to close. exactly. And then I've had a few that you could basically log on and say, "Hey, I'm going to be there," you know, and then they'd allow you to use your code. What's funny is you always had to like tell them you were going to be there after hours. And then your code, which you always had, would like unlock to allow you access.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if that was just a quirk of like the three storage units that I rented, but that was.
Do you have no storage units now?
So at the moment, I'm lucky enough that my apartment has a garage that I can rent. So all the storage unit stuff that I was in the storage unit is now over in that garage. But even until like a year ago, I had a storage unit here in Florida because the garages were on back order, basically. I had to wait for one to come free. So I've had some in Florida, some in Texas.
Is there room for your car also, or is it all just storage?
So there could be room for the car if I really crammed everything around and really moved everything. I just don't worry about that. There is a plug in there that I could technically charge the car off of. I plugged it in once and it flipped the breaker in the thing, and there wasn't a breaker box nearby. So I like called maintenance, told them to flip it back. So I just decided not to charge the car in there. But it does have electricity and lights and stuff like that.
That's a
big plus.
That's good.
So yeah. Let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay. The first company you know a lot about, and you'll learn more about it now.
Ooh.
They were here at Dremel. We've done them a bunch of times, but I'm seeing stuff here that I have never seen before. And so you have to tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to tell you. There's a lot going on at Dremel this year. This is our new blueprint collection that launched in January of 2025. So it's been on the market a little bit over a year. And essentially, Dremel took a lot of feedback from consumers that wanted to do DIY during COVID and were scared to. So we took all of their feedback and we put it into an awesome collection that helps you have everything you need right out of the box to get a variety of DIY projects done from around your home. The one that we have over here to my left that you're looking at is our DIY blueprint cut station. So this one case holds all of these materials so that you have everything you need to do bevel cuts, a variety of different cuts in wood, so that you can get your flooring done. You can cut your trim. It has everything you need. And it's retailing for $149 regular, $129 for the holidays. And it's charged by that 12-volt battery. So you can take this wherever you need to go. It's a quick and easy setup, whether you're in a big home
or
small.
And so this stores in here. Everything stores in there.
In the case.
Wow.
Awesome. What we have right here, this is my favorite, is the Dremel multi-drill. So if you're drilling or driving, you can do both applications with this and within this tool. But what I love is that it has a stud finder right here built into the tool so that you're not going to drill into any rebar, metal, or electric. You can check it and make sure that you have a clear surface to drill into. The other piece that I love about it is that it comes with this laser level that comes with putty so you can put it on the wall, make sure it's flush, so that you're making sure that you're drilling within a leveled surface.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Super easy to go, so you only have to drill once, which is
great. And the
great.
Price point?
The price point on this is going to be $49 for the holidays.
Wow.
A really great bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Awesome for people that are just moving into their first home, college students that are graduating and moving into their first place, or people that just want to start DIYing without fear. It's super easy. And the final tool that we have in our collection is the Dremel multi-tool, as it says. Basically, like I said, it's like a choose your own adventure. So the application changes based upon the accessory that you're putting on this tool. So if you're refurbishing a new piece of metalwork that you thrifted and you want to get that old rusty paint off, you pop on one of our sanding accessories, you get it done lickety-split so that you can start painting it and making it fit within your decor space. You've got old, disgusting, moldy grout that you need to get out of your bathroom or your kitchen space. This is the accessory that you're going to pop right on. You'll adjust the speed so that you're ready to go and you can get that done quickly as well. If you're getting rid of old nails that are sticking up in a wall or on the floor, this will pop those, cut it and pop those right off so you can make sure you have a safe surface to work on. And old disgusting tile, that's coming off with this accessory, all in the same tool. It's really great and very versatile.
And the price point of that kit?
The price point of this kit, I believe, is going to be $79 for the holidays.
Whoa, that's...
But I'll make sure to send you all the information.
Yeah, no, that's
that
great. That's
afterwards.
Great.
But yeah, so that's
some
what's going
really
on over here.
Really fun stuff from Dremel.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go home and redo my apartment.
There you go.
And get thrown out for voiding my lease.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. I think that the amount of tools and especially that little base, like some of
that folding case that everything goes in, but it's also a little saw table.
Yeah, if you're doing really small work,
it really is
trim work or working with like 2x2s, basically. Or maybe putting up a fence. This seems like it would be great for fence. Planks, basically.
For apartments where you can't have a workspace or a work table, mm-hmm. everything in that one suitcase. And $149 seems really nice.
I agree.
It's called the Blueprint line. Yeah, there it is.
Boy,
that is nice.
Yeah. I could also see a little bit more than just DIY projects is if you had like a little home store, like an Etsy store or something, you know, like
yeah.
made picture frames all the time or something, that this would be pretty cool. I really like the form factor. I like I like that it's all in a little case. I'm impressed with that. Very impressed. Looks like... Yeah, you need a little horse, a little sawhorse to like set off to the
That's
side.
Very funny.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I love that. And then the drill, also really neat. You know, who doesn't like a little hand drill that, I really like the stud finder. I mean,
it's built in, so you don't have to go look for it.
Yeah. And the little laser level thing is kind of funny. I like that. Oh, and it fits right into the back. That's really cool. I feel like they need to make a... maybe this isn't a Dremel tool. This is just me having an idea. They need to make a hammer with a stud finder built in. Because that's when I'm, about to hang up something on the wall.
Like
a little nail or something. But this is... I'm thinking... When do I need that? That would be great if I was like putting up one of the mounts for a TV. I mean, that'd be great. The Dremel device. Very, very cool. And then finally, that little like multi-tool. I don't know. What else do you call it?
Yes, exactly.
And I've seen
a lot. Oh, it is the multi-tool.
Just the multi-tool. I've seen a lot of these type of like saw blade things online before. Like the more... rugged version of it.
Yes.
Right here. But a small little handy one to get some small stuff done around the house. And then that little tile scraper, that seemed like really, really, like if you really want to get something absolutely, get that grout out of there. Just absolutely insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them all. Very, very cool gadgets.
Me too. I was very impressed.
Very cool.
They're going places, that company.
We may see them around. What else you got for us?
Okay, so now we have DIY projects for kids. I think this is also a clever idea.
Hey, you know what we do here at the GizWiz, and we shoot a video, we say, make do. Well, now I found the company that is called Make Do, and it's a wonderful thing to do with those Amazon cardboard boxes. And we're going to find out exactly. Sheena?
Yes.
Sheena, what is Make Do Discovered?
Make Do is the original cardboard construction system for kids. What we love is that it inspires creativity, open-ended play, and problem solving for kids that love building with cardboard. We know kids love building forts, and now they don't have to wait for the big, huge refrigerator box. They can connect any cardboard pieces to make whatever they'd like. So this is the Discover Kit. It comes with over 100 of these connector pieces. What I love is that there are two different sizes of the screws, and the super screw will connect up to 5 layers of cardboard together. And then it also comes with the tools, including, of course, the screwdriver, the safe saw. So this is safe for kids to use to cut the cardboard.
It will cut cardboard.
Yes.
Yep.
And then this will perforate the cardboard, so it makes it easy to fold it and to cut it. So this gives kids the toolkit to build anything they can imagine.
This is very cute. And what does the kit sell for?
This, the retail for the Discovery Kit is $50.
$50, okay. Yes. And then you have different connector kits.
Yep, we have different accessories, like the hinge to make doors, the roto ring, as well as some deco props to add silly faces.
And all these tools are in the kit.
Yep, they're in the kit. And in fact, this the kit also becomes the toolbox to contain it.
I think that's very clever.
Yes.
I like it.
It really inspires kids to just build whatever they can dream of.
Make do. It's a great idea.
I want that for the next cardboard house that I try to make, you know. That seems like you could actually construct and...
Yes, and I like that one screw, I think, is for 3 layers of cardboard, and one set of screws is for 5 layers of cardboard. And they make a ton of stuff.
Yeah, wow.
A ton of different kits.
So this is an expensive one.
God.
Yeah, this one is like...
Yeah, I just got to look. Wow.
The ultimate
You could
kit.
You could use maple instead of cardboard.
Well, look at that. Yeah, you can attach all these pieces. Yeah. The hinges. Oh, my gosh.
Very clear.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever stuff. Yeah, make stuff out of cardboard. I almost feel like they need to have a cardboard kit of just like empty cardboard, but I guess, you know, you got enough cardboard around your house.
Yes, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're an Amazon person, you definitely have a few boxes lying around.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Make do.
It's so funny. It just reminded me of a cartoon. I guess it was on Facebook. It's a conference room, and all around everybody in the conference room is a cat. And yeah. Sitting at the head of the table is this one cat saying, "We need to come up with some kind of a plan that will get more cardboard boxes into people's homes."
The Amazon logo is in the background.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I know. We'll start an online store.
We'll start by shipping books.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you're right.
That's funny. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. Okay, cool. Very neat. Let's jump into the next
one. Okay, and now a company called Victor Technology, and they have 2 lines of products. Neither one did I know about.
Oh.
Hey, we're here at Victor Technology, and I know it's like 90 degrees outside, but winter is coming back, and James has some interesting ideas about how to stay warm when your office is cold. And yes. We'll start with this guy. That is the world's largest mouse pad. What is this?
It is not a mouse pad, actually. It is a desk pad. So it sits in front of your computer and allows you to warm up your arms and your hands as well as your wrists.
It's a lot of people, I feel like, would love
arthritis,
this.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, as well as anybody who's just cold. If you have a cat and you work from home, your cat will also just live right there and you'll get no work done.
No truer statement.
Okay. Do you control the temperature or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a high, medium, and low setting.
Right now it's on medium. Okay.
That's low. That's going to be high. Three different temperature settings. We make a small one and a large one. This is the small one. The large one is just slightly bigger and has a cutout space for where your computer can go
so that
you don't melt all of your electronics because that would be pretty bad. We want you to be warm, but not that warm.
Okay. And these are run by AC.
Yes, by AC current. Yeah.
Okay. Now this guy.
This one, these are our under desk foot and leg heaters. So they sit underneath your desk and replace a space heater.
Wow.
Space heaters tend to be, first off, illegal in many apartments and office spaces. These are not. A space heater costs, guess how much it costs to run a space heater 24 hours a day?
For the day?
For the day. In energy.
$18.
Not that much, but $6 around to run it.
Okay.
This costs 72 cents. So it runs significantly more efficiently, but creates a lovely cocoon of warmth
underneath the desk.
So your knees sit right under here. Your feet can sit right on here if you actually want to give that a feel. You can feel that that's nice
and
warm.
This I like. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it creates a little cocoon of warmth for yourself underneath your desk.
I like
Our
this.
Our deluxe version, which is what you're seeing here, also comes with a blanket. So it zip in, zip out, so you don't have to have the blanket if you don't want to. This side is reflective, so it keeps the heat in. This side is nice and soft, so it feels good for you.
And
we've also got a timer set on it, so you can have it set a 2-hour, 4-hour, an 8-hour timer, I believe.
And temperature?
Temperature is high, medium, low. Now we have the exact temperatures. I don't know them off the top of my head. But we can get that information for you.
And what's the price point on this?
This runs around $95.99.
Okay.
The standard version runs for around $75.99.
Okay.
And the heated desk pad, I believe, is $45.99.
Okay. And all three out now?
All three are out now, yes, under our Heats line.
What is this sticky thing?
This is called Zipstick. Some people might remember slap bracelets from the 90s. That kind of technology. So we've taken that technology and put it into a ruler slash measuring tape. So the problem with a lot of measuring tapes is when you try to extend them out, they collapse on themselves.
Right.
You can't measure alone. You also can't measure up. Well, don't worry. The Zipstick does measure up. It also collapses very easily, allowing you to store it in your pocket.
It's 3 feet?
This one is 3 feet. We also make a 6-foot, an 18-inch, and a 12-foot, which you'll see here.
Oh, my God.
Holding its own shape all the way up that way.
Wow. And give me the range from zero to the top. The price.
I believe they start at $10.99 and go, the biggest one is like under 30, I believe $29.99.
And how big is that, 12
That's
feet?
That's 12 feet.
Wow.
And it sustains its shape on its own when being held up, which is something that most measuring tapes do not do.
It's the Viagra of rulers.
It's the Viagra of rulers.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Also something that we've put in that sounds crazy to be revolutionary, we've actually put in all the measurements. So instead of guessing, and remembering your math from when you were in fourth grade, you can just actually read it. And go, that's 3/4 of an inch, 5/8 of an inch.
Super easy.
With the yellow ones, they're high contrast. So super easy to read, as well as easy to read from a distance, which is really important, especially since with this, you can measure alone versus needing a partner to help you out when you're going to try to use a measuring tape on its own.
This is great.
Yeah. They are magnetic as well on both sides, so you can stick them onto things. That's as best as I can stick it in there. And we found people really like them in like warehouses as well as just in their own workspaces.
Okay. Keep warm and measure stuff. We're all set for the winter.
It's funny, the two different gadgets there. They're so different. But yeah, the Heats pad, really cool. I mean, I can just imagine, there's so many people. I've been into so many offices where they complain about the temperature and they have their own little heating pad and one for their hands, one for their feet. I mean, you know, these are great. Is
yeah.
Something that you can just press your hand onto and is warm. And then I love the...
The little, that's very
clever. I love this idea. Plenty of offices, I don't like desks that don't have things in the front. And if you're one of those people, just get one of these too. That's another
A little thing. Privacy.
Little privacy. That's really cool. And then I was really shocked at the difference in how efficient they are. I really liked his measurement. It's $6 for a whole heater or 72 cents for the I mean, that was I was really curious. I wonder how efficient it is. That was a great way to explain the efficiency. They're a bit expensive, but I think that is just way cool. Yeah. Way cool. Is that right? Yeah. The small one's only $12? Wow.
What? Wow.
All right. That's insane. That one's 50 over here. And then the small one is 12.
That is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get two small ones.
Yeah.
One for each hand.
I don't know what I clicked before. I thought I clicked this. Yeah, 12, $12
for
small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they call that line Heats.
Heats.
H-E-E-T-Z. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cat, a comment about the cat. Was so
yes,
accurate.
Exactly.
So accurate. And then the Zipstick, which was the ruler, and it's kind of cool. This one folded up. Those two ends, I guess, connect because of the magnetic ends, which is kind of neat. I feel like it doesn't quite have the same small factor as a regular measuring tape, and then also sometimes you don't want to have it all the way out. This seems like a little bit cumbersome, but I guess you could just bend it or something, bend it into it. It's very interesting. I feel like there's a few use cases for this. Absolutely, someone's gonna see this and be like, I need that. I need that. I'm constantly measuring about the same thing every day. I like it. Very interesting. It has a lot of innovation built into it. Like the magnets. I really like the readout. I thought that's one of the better, printing on a measuring tape I've seen.
Yeah, no, I did too. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That's kind of a fun thing about this show is it was open to any kind of manufacturer. So there was a lot of food exhibits and pet exhibits and some tech stuff. So in 3 hours, I got 9 videos. So
that's great. And the three videos we had, one of them had 3 gadgets. One of them had 2 gadgets.
Yeah,
we had a ton of 6 videos.
It's the New York version of CES.
Yes. Yes. I even saw Omaha Steaks behind you. I was wondering if you ever made it over there to see what they were up to. What gadget you got cooking over here?
Mm.
Very cool. Very cool. So you have more videos.
Yep. Exactly. Next week. Yeah. Fantastic. Next 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Fantastic. With that, it's time to get a bit crappy.
Ooh, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This is the last of the keychain gadgets. And this one, I have a little what the heck is it for
Ooh.
You. This is the gadget, the entire gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget.
Oh.
Wow. And there's two of them. These are two of them. And this part falls out on this one. And it'll lock in up here. Like, it has a little cutout on the end right here to actually push in there. And that's the keychain portion right here.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to stay on your keychain.
Boy.
Earrings.
You know what? I don't know. What's the chat room doing? Corkscrews, drill bits, earrings, earwax cleaner, a tiny hair curler. I have no idea.
There has been a little bit of a hint behind me the whole show. I didn't hide it very well, but and the chat room got it. It is a corkscrew.
Oh, okay.
So it's a bottle opener for a wine bottle. The smallest one I've ever seen. Here's how it works: is when it's on your key ring, the key ring itself actually keeps it all together. So kind of a big disadvantage is you actually have to take it off of the key ring in order to open it. So if this was on your key ring, you'd have to take it all the way off
your key ring
in order for this to drop out. And then you can put that in through there. And then now this is your bottle opener. So take this, just kind of line it up and then poke it in. There we go. So now,
oh my word.
You can kind of just screw in there like normal. Now, the most difficult part, and you can kind of see here, it's kind of chewing up against the cork there.
Oh.
This is a small cork, so it'll poke out the bottom, but no big deal there. And then to get it off, it does take a little bit of muscle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pull up. And I'm gonna kind of pull it like this so you can see. It does, well, it's actually quite difficult to pull like that, but you can eventually.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy, but you can pull the cork all the way off. And then getting this off is also kind of difficult because the cork isn't super easy to hold on to. But there you go. You could open a bottle. And then to put this back away, put the cork a little bit back in there, you would have to put it back with the...
Oh, and then put it on... Yeah.
And back on your key ring. And then that little cutout is so that the hole will always line up with this other hole. So that is actually kind of clever, is that if you put it in, it will stop until it hits that little catch, and now the little key ring hole will always be available to put it in on your key ring. A little bit annoying to get it off the key ring.
Yeah.
That's kind of the biggest downside of it. But you do get two of them in a pack, and they're also not that expensive. And they are $5.
Oh my gosh.
For two of them.
Holy cow.
Yeah. There you go. Which is basically everything I just showed, but there you go. And what's funny is this was I looked for a corkscrew or like a bottle opener, you know, this type of bottle opener keychain, and this is by far the smallest one that I could find. So it's like it almost feels like it's the world's smallest bottle opener. So there you go. The last of the keychain gadgets. It's funny, I kind of have a few of them here because they're so small. We get a little remember all the keychain gadgets.
Yeah.
So thank you to the patrons for voting on the keychain gadget theme. We will have a new theme for you in the next week that you'll be able to vote on. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
He takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Our video is from Mo. And he has his son in the video. It's kind of a acted out presentation for his gadget.
Memo, why is the Gizwiz the best?
So this is Jacob.
And that's an Apple.
Hey, son, I have
two?
A question for you.
Macintosh. That's a Macintosh. Oh.
Oh, sorry about that.
The Gizwiz is the best cause of credit. Ooh, oh, his work light's
done.
Green.
Great. So, I wanted to ask you a question. Hey guys, love the show. Please keep up the great work. Today we're showing you the Office Busy Light Large Do Not Disturb Status Indicator, available busy signal light large. And it has three different light functions. Can you show us some? It's green.
Sure.
Red to show you busy. Green to show you're available. And then off when you're done. It's powered, battery powered. You cannot leave it plugged in. If you plug it in, the light will not work. The battery power, I tested it, lasts 24 hours. Or almost 24 hours. And it's a great light to put on, red. When you're working on such an important So what do you guys think?
I really like it.
Okay. Son, anything?
I like it.
It's
Jacob likes it. Mo's wife doesn't like it.
As the person sees the large red light indicating that you're busy.
Right.
Okay.
Yvette doesn't
All
like
right.
it.
So this will be the end of our video. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's busy. We gotta leave him
I
alone.
I hope you enjoyed the video. Bye now.
That is great.
I wouldn't mind that in an office where people are constantly walking by, where you could just...
Absolutely.
Walk. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also, I like it that they make a square version, too. If you go to the Amazon page, I like the square version better. And they're inexpensive.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, oh, yeah. The square one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like to look at it.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, there are so many activities that if you get lost in the middle of it, the ramp back up into focus is difficult. And video editing, writing. You know, I like when I'm video editing, when I'm really in it, like I'm remembering this clip's over here, that clip's over there. I'm working in the middle of this thing. I really need to blah, blah, blah. And then if I get interrupted, it's like I step back into it. I'm like, where was I? What was I doing? Yeah.
Well, you're on a Zoom call.
Exactly.
Somebody leans in and says, are you busy? Just say, when you see the red light, don't ask.
Exactly.
I'm busy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I like it. I like it. Definitely for an office. Absolutely. Pretty cool. I think it's funny that it turns off when it's being charged. That is definitely a downside to me. I wish that you could plug it in all the time. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be good. Mo said his wife did like it. Sorry about that. Mo is in chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Look at this office.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's funny.
They should have yellow, too, when you're in kind of a crappy mood. he's in yellow.
Exactly. You can talk to me, but you won't like it.
Yes, you know. Exactly.
You could. I don't need anything new. Okay. If you. Yeah. Exactly. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Mo said he used to work in a cubicle, and that would have been great if he had one back then.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny. I've seen. I guess this is mostly like for a conference room with the little screens on the front when they say you're busy or not busy in like conference room. I could see people installing this permanently in a situation like that. Pretty cool. Let's jump into the letter. Oh, wait. Before we do, actually, how can people send in their videos?
Okay, we do. We need more videos. We need one for next Thursday. Anything to do with a gadget, okay? A video, 1 to 3 minutes, just horizontal format, and make sure we can hear you. You can be in it if someone else wants to shoot it for you. Anything to do with a gadget, old gadget, new gadget, gadget you love, gadget you hate, and our favorite old technology that you loved it so much when you bought it, paid a fortune for it when you bought it. You can't bear to throw it away. We love, and Jacob was, you started to say it, Chad. Jacob was working on an old Macintosh, an old Mac.
Macintosh is, he's working on a Macintosh. Very cool.
So video about an old Mac, if you have that, anything to do with a gadget. I'll put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu when you upload. You can click unlisted if you only want people with the URL to be able to see it. Send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And you get the current issue of Mad Magazine. We're showing 99% of all the videos we get.
Do it now. I may have a request. If anyone has an old computer that still has KidPix on it. KidPix was like a version of Paint, basically, that you could like put down like stamps and stuff. I loved KidPix in elementary school, in the computer lab. We were able to play with KidPix. I think that it's called
KidPix. Was it for Apple only?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think it was for the Macintosh. Maybe we didn't have a Macintosh. I can't remember exactly.
But
if anyone has KidPix, make a video, send it in. It'll make me so happy. And also, thank you, Mo. That was a fantastic video. That was great. With that, let's move into the letter. Become the letters. Your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
And it's an all end of show Mo show. Mo sent, he found a very funny video online. I don't know this guy, but I'm going to subscribe to his videos. Mo said, do we need this bed? And here is a demo of this bed.
Oh my gosh.
People who have
trouble getting out of bed in the morning. It seems a lot of people have asked me to solve this problem. We're in luck, because I've made this. The high voltage ejector bed.
Holy moly. Wow. It looks like there's... Oh my gosh. There's hydraulics, there's exploding sounds.
What are you making, man?
There's an engine with a... Was that a blowhorn? Like a big air horn?
Yes, from a truck.
Alarms, I see bells and lights.
Right. We're moving this. This is definitely in the way now.
Yeah, it's going to kill him.
Full boost.
I think he needs a hole at the bottom of his bedroom to launch him into, kind of like Wallace and Gromit style. Yikes.
But can't get me dressed.
Oh, this is Wallace and Gromit. Oh my gosh. He's doing
yes.
it.
I think it's an ad for coffee.
I guess I guess so. He's integrating an ad for coffee.
Yes, exactly.
It.
Not too much pitch for the coffee. But my God, what an undertaking to build that.
This guy, I've seen him before.
Have you seen his? Oh, you know his stuff.
Yes. So he is. He's insane. He makes all these crazy things, and the thing that he's most famous for is he has a bunker underneath his house. And what he did is he dug it all out. And over years, I mean, his videos are really old. He's currently trying to make an elevator for his car to go underneath his house. But you could just see all these crazy things. A bicycle of springs. He makes all this stuff. He fabricates it. He builds it. Just absolutely insane stuff. And it's all really entertaining. And some of his videos are quite long. Where, you know, like this minecart one, I remember specifically. I'm going to go ahead and mute it here.
Oh, it's 17 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, here he's talking about his house and his bunker, and he's making this tunnel right now to go to the shed and things like that. And then he shows himself building it. And
oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh
this is the same guy. This is the same guy. So, yeah, really, really, really cool stuff.
Holy cow.
he's digging the tunnel up from above.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It's almost like one of those things where people like to watch his videos because he does the insane. You know?
Yes!
You know, he actually accomplishes these insane things.
Yeah.
And I think all that music, that rock music, was his. He does a lot of like band, music stuff like that. I'm hoping he has another part of his underground thing that's like already built out in this video, and I was hoping to be able to see it because there's already like this crazy bunker thing already in there. Anyway. Yeah,
Dale cool said, guy. I love his videos since the registration. Is he single?
I don't know. I do know he's in Europe, so you'd have to.
It sounds very English to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was great.
With that, thanks, Mo, for sending that over. And no, I don't think I'll be getting that bed. I think. I do have trouble waking up in the morning, but I don't think I need that much.
No, me either.
Yeah, I don't want bodily harm, eardrum damage, and that jolt out of the bed.
Well, we had we did years ago the helicopter alarm clock. Remember that?
I may be thinking of two different gadgets. Was that the one that flew off?
And well, there were two of them. There was Clocky.
Yes, Clocky would drive away.
Yeah, Clocky would ring and then drive off the table and drive around the room. He had to catch it to shut it off.
Yes.
And the other one had a propeller. And when the alarm went off, it shot the propeller in the air. The battery compartment was sealed. And the only way to shut the alarm was to go find the propeller. And it had a key on the bottom, and you stuck it in the clock.
Stuck the propeller back in. Yes.
And the alarm stopped.
Yes, yes.
these are safer great. And cheaper than building a bed that throws you up against the wall.
Currently, the most effective thing, there's an app, and I forget what it's called, but I think it's like Alarmy or something like that. And after it goes off, it will requires you to do all these different things. It does a memory test. It does a math test. Yeah, it does a typing test. And then the finale is like you have a sentence. This is like, I swear that I am awake. And you have to type it all out. And if you get one letter wrong, you have to delete back to the correct letter.
You have to fill it
all out. And yeah, exactly. So there's also some fun apps out there for
very funny. That's
too.
Very funny.
I want to say thank you to Mo for sending in the warehouse video and the letter. Thank you. And a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for letting us continue this show by supporting us every single episode. Thank you for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz or our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab there that also includes a link to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. And that's where you watch us live, just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. The website will just update with the live stream around that time. The schedule is also at the top of the website, and I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks here in the GizWiz community. There's a lot of them here in the chat room. So, and if you miss a live episode, they're all there after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv. Head over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is where you go. While you're there, play What the heck is it? This is the game show online where you've got to guess this gadget and with real prizes at stake. And this is a, I hate to give it away, but this is a Magic the Gathering trading card holder. Yeah, if you were ever in Magic the Gathering, yeah, you keep all
that's
your mana.
That's pretty good.
If you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. See you next week.
I'll be here.